It works kind of like the human tongue. Hundreds of tiny sensors recognize flavors and send the data to a computer, in much the same way taste buds send information to the brain. But the electronic tongue goes a step further. It can also analyze the chemical makeup of substances, and that could save a lot of time in environmental applications, like testing water in a lake. John McDevitt teaches chemistry at the University of Texas at Austin and is one of the tongue's creators. He says the beauty of the electronic tongue is that it can simultaneously run many tests and give immediate feedback.
Is the water too acidic? Is there too much nitrate present? Is there too much pesticides? And you would react to the situation in a very different manner depending on what you end up evaluating or tasting, in our case, to be present.
McDevitt expects it'll be another year or two before the electronic tongue is out in the field, helping researchers lick all kinds of environmental problems. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Wendy Nelson in Grand Rapids, Michigan.